Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hello?
Hi, are you calling
Hello?
for? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. My name is Eric, and I have the person for the Maryland sexual abuse claim.
Okay, go ahead and send them over.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a re this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And in case we get disconnected, do I have your consent to call or text back on the number we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay, and then that phone number is 347-845-2722.
Yes.
Okay, and do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And just to verify, no one's ever sent you anything electronically to sign on your phone or anything in the mail in regards to this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And this claim is on beside is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
For me.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
I don't know.
That's okay. And have you ever been a registered sex offender?
Oh, no.
Okay. And
No.
did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Okay. What was the facility where the abuse occurred?
Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center.
Okay. City. Let's see. Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center. Yeah, I see that here. And to the best of your memory, what were the dates? When did the abuse occur?
The end of 2006.
Okay. Like around December, November,
Like October.
October of 2006. Okay. 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 And to the best of your memory, can you please describe the abuse that you experienced? I know it's hard, so but any information that you may have will just help strengthen your claim.
He was fondling me forcefully, and
And by fondled, was that ab above clothes, beneath clothes?
both.
And it was forceful.
Yes.
Okay. And then did anything else occur?
Penetration.
So sorry to hear that. And how old were you at the time of the abuse?
I was 12 years old.
Okay. And what is your age right now?
30 years old.
Okay. Okay. And what was the abuser's role at the facility?
He was like a counselor.
Okay. Counselor. Okay. Counselor. And do you recall the name of your abuser?
Devontae Sims.
Devontae Sims. Okay. And to the best of your memory, can you please give a description of Devontae Sims' appearance?
He was like medium build, a little tall, not that dark.
Okay. Do you recall the race?
Guess he's African American, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay, and how many times were you abused during this time frame?
Maybe two, three times.
Okay. 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 And where did the abuse occur within the facility?
Counseling room.
Okay. Okay. And the abuse that you experienced, was it sexual?
Yes.
And did you disclose this abuse to someone?
My mother's friend.
Okay. Okay. And roughly when did you tell them?
Early 2007.
Okay. 2007. Okay.
Uncomfortable speaking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so sorry that this happened. We're almost done with getting all the details. Just a couple more questions. How would you say this abuse has affected your life?
Emotionally depressed. To this day, I'm still depressed. And hardly can keep a job because I'm traumatized. And because of that, I was financially impacted by the abuse. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, and are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, and was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Is
You
there
said
any
what?
like proof or documents showing you being at the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My mouth.
Thank you. And how do I spell your first name?
S-H, S as in Sam, H as in ham, A as in Adam, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, R as in Robert.
Okay. I have S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, R as in Robert?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then how do I spell your last name?
S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
Okay. So I have S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
That's correct.
And do you have a suffix to your name? Are you junior, senior, the second, third, or no?
No, just me.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
Yes, December 9th, 1994.
94, okay. Okay, and what is a good email address for you?
My first and last name at gmail.com.
Okay. And gmail.com. Okay, and then for the purpose of requesting medical records and court records, what is your social?
071-847-115.
Okay, I have 071-847-115.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a cell phone or a landline?
This is my cell phone.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
1373 Pacific Street.
And what's the city and state?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Brooklyn, New York. Okay. And is the zip code 11216?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And is there a building or apartment number, or the number's just 1373?
The apartment number is 1A as in apple, 1A.
1A, thank you. Okay, so I have 1373 Pacific Street, apartment 1A as in apple, in Brooklyn, New York, with the zip code 11216.
Yes.
Okay, and have you ever received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
Can you repeat that again, ma'am?
Have you ever received treatment or therapy due to the events that you experienced at the juvenile center?
No.
That's okay. Thank you. And the last question, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
No, not currently.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then I'm just going to go over the information I have. Just want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly before I send over these documents. So I have your first name spelled S-H-A-M-E-E-R. Is that correct?
M.
M as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay, S-H-A-M as in Mary, E-E-R. Mm. And then I have your last name S-T-E-N. S-O-N?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. And then I have
S-T-E-N-S-O-N, yes.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as December the 9th, 1994.
December 9th, 1994, yes.
Yep. And then I have your social as 071-847-115.
071-847-115,
yep.
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. And then, okay. 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 And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Give me one second. Let me populate those documents. Okay. Okay, so I just sent them over. Let me know when you see that text come through. I'll walk you through it.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link.
Okay, do you agree? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then do you see a next or a continue button?
Continue.
Yep, go ahead and press continue. And then you should see a little box to check that at the bottom that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and press that box and then press next or continue.
Okay.
And then do you see a continue or a start button? Or a next
yes,
button?
Yes, I'm on a retain agreement now.
Okay. Yep. So do you see a signature field that says sign with an arrow pointing down? Or do you see a next button?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and press next. It'll take you to your first signature field. The attorneys work solely on contingency basis, which means you're never paying them any money out of pocket ever. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. The individual who files gets 60%, the attorneys get 40%. And if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any fee for their time, their effort. Nothing comes out of your pocket ever, okay?
Okay.
And then do you see that sign button?
Yes, you want me to do my signature?
Yep. Go ahead and do your signature, or you can press a dot, select style, and it will input one for you, whichever is easier.
I'm going to do select style.
Uh-huh. And then press adopt and sign. And then it'll just take you to more signature fields and initial fields. You'll just tap those fields, and it should just go ahead and input that for you.
Okay.
And then the last page, you'll see a page with a paperclip. It will bring up a prompt for you to upload the front of your driver's license or government ID. You're going to upload by and take a picture of your ID and attach it to the documents, okay?
You said what, ma'am?
Okay, let me know when you see the page with the paperclip.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, so tap the paperclip and you'll see it's going to ask for a photo of the front of your ID, either driver's license or government ID. So you'll tap that paperclip, press upload and choose take photo, and then just snap a photo of the front of your ID.
Okay. I have to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I got my ID.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay. You said the front and back?
Just the front, not the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I did that.
Okay, and then press, do you see a done button?
It says finish.
Okay, go ahead and press finish.
Okay.
Okay, and then now what do you see? Completed. Okay, yep, I just got it back. So you are done signing. You can exit out of that. The completed documents are in your email. I recommend just holding on to them in your email. Don't delete them. Just keep them there for your records. Before I let you go, I just want to make sure you know what you can expect next. While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And I will also be giving you a call within the next couple of hours, probably most likely tomorrow, once your file passes quality assurance, to transfer you over to the law firms directly and to introduce you to them. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms so that they can strengthen your claim and collect records. So if you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. These extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. And if you don't hear from the law firm within the next 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. I will send you a text from my desk number with the law firm's name and their phone number, just so that you have it in your text messages and just to keep an eye out for their call. Can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm so sorry you went through this. And I will send over that text shortly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.